Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 to 11. Give up your religion. Number 1, rejoice. Number 2, renounce. Number 3, rely. Brad Pitt is a movie megastar. He's given up his religion. The pastor who baptized him when he was 10 years old in a Baptist evangelical church said he came from a lovely family. His mum and dad believed the Bible, took the family to church. But he decided to give up his religion because it didn't work. Actually, there are lots of people who come to evangelical Baptist churches who should give up their religion because it doesn't work. Does it? Do you honestly think it's about church attending, Bible reading, prayer praying, hymn singing, catechizing? Do you honestly think it's about that? Do you think it's about tithing? Think it's about doing? Do you think it's about busyness? It's nothing. Nothing to do with that. So, I'm the pastor of the church. I want the church full. To you, you have my permission. Leave the church. Give it up. Doing doesn't work. The Apostle Paul gave up his religion. And it was a shock. But he gave up his religion to find his all in all in Jesus Christ. Remember, we're studying the book of Philippians. Here in chapter 3, we're told, number 1, to rejoice. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is no trouble to me, and it's safe for you. What I'm about to tell you is no trouble to me. It's absolutely safe, and you can guarantee it, says the Apostle Paul. And finally, even though there's 40 verses yet to follow, reminds me of the preacher. The little boy was sitting next to his dad. The preacher stood up. He opened his Bible. What's he doing? Oh, he's going to read the Bible. Oh, he's bowing his head. What's he doing? He's about to say his prayers. He's looking at his watch. What does that mean? Absolutely nothing. Rejoice. That's been the theme of this epistle. Rejoice. Not in circumstances, not in people, not in happenings, not in leisure, treasure, or pleasure. Rejoice in the Lord. In his person, unchanged and unchanging, infinite, eternal, unchangeable. In his character, holy, wise, righteous, just, and good. In his mercy, and amazing, astounding, and outrageous grace, rejoice in the Lord. Number 2, renounce. Renounce all confidence in the flesh. This is what the Apostle Paul says. Look out for the dogs. Look out for the evildoers. Look out for those who mutilate the flesh. For we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh. Though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also. If anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Renounce all confidence in the flesh. You see, into the church at Philippi had come some false gospel peddlers. They were bringing false religion. They were saying, yes, it's okay to be a Christian, but it's not enough. You need much more than that. You need Christ plus Moses, Christ plus the law, Christ plus circumcision, Christ plus ritual, Christ plus doing all the time. It's interesting how Paul describes them. Dogs? That's not very complimentary. And listen, this is not your favorite puppy who you give pal prolongs active life to and stroke him, who comes in and jumps up on your lap every week. No, these are dogs who are vicious, roaming, biting, growling, bringing disease. Look out for them. They're in every church. Hard liners. Believe what I believe, no more, no less. I am right. No one else confess. Say what I say. Do what I do. I might fellowship with you. Look out for them. Look how Paul describes them. Not just dogs who bark and bite and bring disease, but they're evildoers. Not only so, they mutilate the flesh in this particular instance. They want you to go through the rite of circumcision. The Apostle Paul has explained to the Romans that the only circumcision that really counts is the circumcision of the heart. That's what biblical Christianity is. It's your heart being changed. It's receiving Christ into your heart. That's the heart of the issue. It makes all the difference in the world, and not just in this world, but in the worlds to come. Watch out for them. Actually, it's the Spirit of God that counts. It's the glory of Jesus Christ that counts. And it's putting no confidence in the flesh which counts. Isn't that right? Listen to what he says. Folks, take a long look at my religious credentials. Look at them. Number one, I've got a legal claim. According to the law, I was circumcised. That's what he says. On the eighth day, just as the law says. That's my legal claim. Not only so, I have a national claim. Look what he says. Of the people of Israel. Not only so, I have a tribal claim. Of the tribe of Benjamin. Not only so, but I have a parental claim. A Hebrew of the Hebrews, born in a Hebrew family, raised up in Hebrew tradition. Not only so, I have a religious claim, a Pharisee, a professional religious person. Not only so, I have a zealous claim, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church. Not only so, I have a behavioral claim. As to righteousness under the law, blameless. Wow. What credentials? Legal, national, tribal, parental, religious, zealous, behavioral. Look, I've got background. I've got breeding. I've got behavior. I've got righteousness. I've got rules. I've got religion. I've got it all. But I've given it all up. Renounced it. Whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Do you know the story of Hector the Collector? It's a great story, isn't it? You've read it to your kids or to your grandkids. You ready? Let's go with it. Hector the Collector collected bits of string, collected dolls with broken heads and rusty bells that would not ring, pieces out of picture puzzles, bent up nails and ice cream sticks, twists of wires, worn out tires, paper bags and broken bricks, old chip vases, half shoelaces, Gatling guns that wouldn't shoot, leaky boats that wouldn't float, and stopped up horns that wouldn't toot. butter knives that had no handles, copper keys that fit no locks, rings that were too small for fingers, dried up leaves and patched up socks, worn out belts that had no buckles, electric trains that had no tracks, airplane models, broken bottles, three-legged chairs, cups with cracks. Hector the collector loved these things with all his soul. Loved them more than shining diamonds, loved them more than glistening gold. Hector the collector called to all the people, "Come and share my treasure trunk." But all the silly, sightless people came and looked and called it junk. Give up all your religious credentials. Give up your background. Give up your breeding. Give up your upbringing. Give up your church attendance. You're doing all the time, because it's a load of junk. In fact, in the other versions of the Bible, you come across the word dung. Now, I love my wife so very much, but woe betide you if you walk into our house with poo on your shoe. She can smell it a mile off and trace the tiniest bit. It's all poo under your shoe. It's all dung. It's all rubbish. It's absolutely worthless. It does not get you right with God. It cannot get you right with God. It is utterly, totally, completely useless. And worse than that, it stinks in the nostrils of God. Number three, rely on Christ alone. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his suffering, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. What I counted gain is in fact loss. What I thought was worthy is in fact worthless. It's all rubbish, it's all dung, it's not worth anything. This is the only thing that matters, relying on Jesus Christ. His person, his work, his cross, his resurrection. It's knowing Christ. You see that there? It's gaining Christ. You see that there? It's being found in Christ. You see that there? It's having the righteousness of Christ. It's sharing in Christ, in his suffering, and in his resurrection. Attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Think about that. He was delivered for our offenses. He was raised again for our justification. It is relying on Christ alone. You know, the old hymn writers got that right, didn't they? Remember Top Lady? Not the labors of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. He must save and he alone. Nothing in my hands I bring. Simply to the cross I cling. Naked come to him for dress. Helpless look to him for grace. Vile and foul I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, or I die. My whole reliance for time and for eternity is in Christ alone, in his finished work. It's knowing him. It's being in union with him. It's having fellowship with him. It's having his righteousness credited to my account. It's suffering for his sake, attaining to the resurrection which he has secured for us. And do you remember Count Zinzendorf? A count? Listen to what he wrote. I mean, this is amazing. Jesus, thy blood and righteousness my beauty are. My glorious dress, midst flaming worlds in these arrayed, with joy shall I lift up my head. Bold shall I stand in that great day, for who aught to my charge shall lay? Fully absolved through thee I am, from sin and fear, from guilt and shame. The holy, meek, unspotted Lamb, who from the Father's bosom came, who died for me, e'en me to atone, now for my Lord and God I own. This spotless robe, oh, learn this off by heart. This spotless robe, the same appears when ruined nature sinks in years. No age can change its glorious hue. The robe of Christ is ever new. Someone say amen to that. When from the dust of death I rise to claim my mansion in the skies, e'en then shall this be all my plea. Jesus has lived and died for me. Oh, let the dead now hear thy voice, now bid thy banished ones rejoice. Their beauty this, their glorious dress, Jesus, the Lord, our righteousness. What is our confidence? What is our boast? What is our beauty? What is our dress before a holy, righteous God who is of purer eyes than to behold iniquity, who cannot look on sin, who charges angels with folly, in whose sight the very heavens are unclean? It's not our church attendance. It's not our reading of the Bible. It is not our reciting of the catechism. It is not our reformed theology. It is not our doing, doing, doing all the time, time, time. It is the beauty of the righteousness of Jesus Christ credited to the account of an unrighteous, ugly sinner like me. Hallelujah. Rely on Christ alone. So take these lessons home with you. Rejoice. Please. Turn your eyes off circumstances. Turn your eyes off people. Turn your eyes off the world. Focus them on Him. Jesus is the joy of living. Happiness is to know the Savior. Period. Number two, renounce any works-based idea that you can somehow or other attain merit with God. You can't. Number three, know Christ. Be in Christ. Trust in Christ alone. Let's stand and sing.